From Closing Chapter Studios, we present The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is The Mistresses of Mayhem.
You're listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. Welcome back to another awesome show. This is Mistress Oisey saying, what's up?
And this is Mistress Hansi saying, start unzipping, start unbuttoning.
It's time. All right, so we just got done playing some Seventh Passing for you. They are from the Deer Lodge, Montana area. They've got Sarah, Roger, Kevin, and Eric in their little awesome group. You can find out more information about them at ReverbNation.com/Seventh Passing. They're a rock metal, modern rock metal band. You can check out some of their solo work on their Facebook page. They are an awesome band, and we're going to be able to see them over in Deer Lodge with Girl on Fire and Mudkicker. in August. So go to closingchapterproductions.com for more information about that show. Right now, we're going to get back into some more music. We've got Verities out of Butte, Montana.
We got to love those guys. They're a local band. Any band that's from Butte, we got to give a little bit more love to.
Their new EP, Circumstances, is out now on iTunes. Verities is a band based out of Butte, Montana, and they're produced by Rise Records. Definitely check out Verities and all the awesome bands that we get to play for you each and every week. You're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
From Mudkicker, who came to split your skull with the Mistresses of Mayhem.
It's the beginning of our days. Go slow, let's be fragile.
surface. I wanna know what's beneath here. To bring it all down now. Risking everything on our own. Here we are.
Listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem, and that's from music from The Buried. They were formed in 2011. You've got Skylar, Jeff, and Jace. From The Buried has a brand new album that should be out very soon, Not So Immortal. You can learn more from these guys at fromtheburied.com. We look forward to seeing that music. Apparently they've got 12 songs are getting mastered for that, so look forward to listening to Not So Immortal from The Buried. We're going to get back into some more awesome music for you right now on the Mistress of Mayhem with Montana Metal. We've got a Midnight Drive.
Midnight Drive is at a Butte.
Chris actually just posted the other day that he was recording drums. So we're excited because they've got a new album coming out as well. A Midnight Drive has managed to blend elements of pop, progressive rock with flares of southern rock, metal, and flashes of ambience and melodic overtone. A Midnight Drive puts on an awesome, awesome show. We always enjoy seeing them perform live. I remember the very first time I got to see them. They were opening for Comedian, for Michael Winslow, when he came through Butte, Montana quite a few years ago. It was the very first time I've ever gotten to see these guys, and they were freaking awesome, and they just continue to get more awesome and awesomer. So definitely check out A Midnight Drive. If you've got music that you want the Mistress of Mayhem to play for the show, please send us an email to our producer at closingchapter@gmail.com. We're going to get back to the music right now. You're listening to the Mistress of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
You say obvious things are pointing out in our relationship. And you've tried, you swear once, so twice you've tried. And I can't handle it. Wish for me one more time. Just keep praying for me tonight. Well, 'cause I've been feeling sick.
Swafford from Mahamawaldi, and this is the biggest pit I've ever seen. You're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Strength to hold up my chin. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
You may be in your schoolyard playing when the signal comes. That signal means to stop whatever you are doing and get to the nearest safe place fast. Always remember, the flash of an atomic bomb can come at any time, no matter where you may be. You might be out playing at home when the warning comes. Then be sure to get into the house fast, where your parents have fixed a safe place for you to go. If you are not close to home when you hear the warning, go to the nearest safe cover. Know where you are to go, or ask an older person to help you. You know the places marked with the S sign? They're safe places to go when you hear the alarm. If there is a warning, you will hear it before the bomb explodes. But sometimes, and this is very, very important, sometimes the bomb might explode without any warning. Then the first thing we would know about it would be the flash. That means duck and cover fast, wherever you are. There's no time to look around or wait. Be like Bert. When there is a flash, duck and cover, and do it fast.
Bear from Universal Show Center. You are listening to The Messages of Mayhem. Metal!
We'll be right back.
That was Blessed Doom. Blessed Doom is out of Missoula. Got Rosen on the drums, Russ on the guitar, Sherry on bass, and Eddie on vocals.
Blessed Doom began in the fall of 2005. They've played many awesome shows. They've played with Boba Flex, Psycho Stick, Hemlock, and with all of their brothers and sisters in the Montana metal scene and around the area. Love Blessed Doom. Sherry, she's such a badass bass player. The show we got to see the other night was Blessed Doom, Walking Corpse Syndrome, and Mudkicker, and all three bands had females in them, and they were freaking fantastic. It was, yeah, really nice to see the metal scene, and it was just weird having, because there's not a lot of females
well,
out there, that
you
we
have
had three
of
them
bands.
That were Montana bands.
Yeah. And usually, like all bands like that, that you have a chance at having a female, but it's usually like one in all of the bands, all together they have one, not each one of them having their own female.
Yeah, and it was pretty awesome. We had Sherry from Blessed Doom. We had Kiki on bass from Mudkicker. And then we had Tanya on guitar from Walking Corpse Syndrome, their newest member. So it was just a freaking awesome show. If you were there, I'm sure you had lots of fun because there was only one person who didn't have fun and we had words. And then he called the cops on us. Jackass.
It happened.
The cops just laughed.
That
was
not
a great
the first
show.
Time the calls no. Cops have been called on. It won't be the last, goddamn right? I don't think you're the only
don't
one.
Don't push me. So, yeah, definitely the Blessed Doom Walking Corpse show was awesome. So if you get a chance to see any of those three bands with Mudkicker, Walking Corpse, or Blessed Doom, they're all awesome and entertaining. Yeah, just freaking fantastic show. All right, we're going to get back into the music right now. We've got Shermana out of Missoula, Montana. I like how I said it, like, with a question mark? Shermana? It's one of those words that makes me...
We don't want to make the words how they sound it wrong.
Yeah, I already sound dumb enough. I don't need to be mispronouncing things on top of that.
Like, you already know we can't spell.
Yeah, the mistresses are not good with English.
We're good with taking shots.
Shermana is got the members Reggie, Jeremy, Dwayne, and Levi. They're described as post-metal, atmospheric, sludge metal, which I think really fits them very well because you've got like this whole thing going on and stuff, and then you, yeah, it's like really intense, like brutal dirtiness, and you're like, there's the sludge metal, and it's a
sludge
they're freaking
works,
awesome,
man.
Yeah. They were established in 2009, and you can find out more information on their Facebook page and Reverb Nation and all those good sites. You're listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. We'll be right back.
I'm Jess. I'm with Unicorn Cannery, where we take your dreams and squash them. You're listening to Mistresses of Mayhem right here in Butte, Montana.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was some Latitude 45 on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. Some of you may have known them as MIP. They're from the Manhattan, Montana, Belgrade area. They are now going by Latitude 45. I saw new shirts that were getting ready to be printed, which looked kick-ass. It had the Montana State logo, you know, the outline design, and it said Latitude 45, and the a little dot marking where they're at in the Belgrade, Manhattan area. And I'm pretty excited to get one of those shirts because it's pretty cool. They're pretty neat looking shirts.
Do they come in tank tops?
It looks like just regular shirts for now, but
we can adjust it.
I've gotten really good at adjusting and redesigning shirts. So.
I always love it when I'm wearing one of our shirts and they're like, hey, where do I buy that? I'm like, you do this and this and this and this and you have that shirt.
Right? Gotta take some scissors to it.
Just take a pair of scissors, start ripping the crap out of it and cutting the crap out of it, and then look hot.
Latitude 45 won the 2013 and 2015 Zoo Music Awards for Best Metal Band in the Montana area, so they're totally worth checking out. They're getting on a little tour right now. They have an upcoming show at the Montana Dark Arts Festival, which is happening in Frenchtown, Montana on July 19th. Definitely go check out the Montana Dark Arts Festival. Tons of great Montana metal bands. They've got God Module coming in and a filled weekend of shenanigans, music, and fun. They're also going to be in Hobson, Montana, and Billings, Montana, and Bozeman, Montana. And then they're going to be stopping by in Great Falls, Montana on August 14th and the 15th. For more information, go to Latitude 45's Facebook page. We're going to close out this week's episode of Montana Metal with some Ripple Effect. Mistress Oisey saying thank you very much for tuning in each and every week and for supporting all these awesome bands. Make sure you get to their shows and get some merchandise and CDs from them and hang out with them and help support your scene. It's not dead. It's just that you're not getting out there. So help it stay alive. Because for those of you who get out to all the shows, we thank you guys very, very much. Because the bands, they need your support. And that's how you hear about awesome music that will help you get through the day and not kill somebody.
Yeah. So say it's what helps us not kill people. I mean, metal, I'm pretty sure if it wasn't for metal, there would be a lot less people and I might be in jail.
Right.
Or on a rampage.
Metal is keeping the mistresses out of jail for now.
It's keeping us out of jail. I mean, not that I couldn't handle pulling off like orange clothes and stuff like that because, well, who doesn't look odd in orange? One of the most unattractive colors. I'm like, that's part of why I don't kill people. I'm like, oh, I've seen those prison uniforms and they're not very flattering. Even if I'm around nothing but a bunch of chicks, I still want something semi-flattering. It works, right?
All right, Mr. Soyce is saying, tune in next week. We'll be here again on Montana Metal.
And this is Mr. Sansi saying, have a good week.
All right, we're going to close out this week's episode. Thank you to DJ Sun for putting up with our shenanigans each and every week and making sure that we don't get too far off track and reeling us back in when we do.
It's like Luffy is like, no, shh. Get off the political conversations, girls.
Quit giving directions. Thank you to Sean from MTRadio.net for letting us play on his station each and every week. And be sure to check out all the awesome shows on MTRadio.net. There's more metal. There's more fun. There's political talk. There's all kinds of awesome shows happening on that site. So tune in and, yeah, no, don't just hang out with us. We want to share the wealth. All right.
Share the love.
Ripple Effect is out of Billings, Montana. You got Angel, Phil, Nick, Evil, Evan on vocals, and Keith on lead guitar. They were started by Angel and Phil. They are influenced by Pantera, Alice in Chains, Pink Floyd, Slayer, Machine Head, and more. And you should definitely check them out. More girl power right there with Angel on the drum. She's pretty badass. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
You have been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about the Mistresses of Mayhem, follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation, or visit their website at closingchapterproductions.com/mistressesofmayhem.
What is the foundation for a sound solution? The North American Independent Rock Music Association is dedicated to preserving and celebrating independent artists by providing continuous education in the music industry. NAIRMA membership is open to enrollment for those actively engaged in activities related to the creation, performance, production, distribution, or promotion of independently released musical works. The North American Independent Rock Music Association also provides several tools to help musicians grow, including classrooms to provide grant funding and more. Artists involved can also be eligible for the North American Independent Rock Music Association Award. The North American Independent Rock Music Association Award is the independent music industry's most prestigious award, presented annually by the North American Independent Rock Music Association and recognizing creative and technical excellence within the genres of rock, hard rock, metal, punk, and hardcore music. For more information, visit NAIRMA.net.